Hey guys, and welcome to FIFISION, everything television. So today let's talk about the elephant in the room. And when I say elephant, I mean all those foreign TV shows that are all of a sudden available worldwide, but maybe a scary choice for some. So do not fear, Fifi is here to help you get to know better all those amazing choices for series you have, but you've been afraid to try. Now, I understand it's a weird decision, especially for native English speakers who have so many easy choices for series in English out there. But I'm all about trying new things, and there are many benefits to watching a foreign series. Benefit number one. It's easy. Thanks to services like Netflix who scout and buy the best foreign series in the world and bring it to their service, usually you can't really go wrong with their selection of foreign series. They choose the best of the best. Benefit number two. You can decide for yourself if you'd rather watch it dubbed to English. Netflix actually does a great job with that. Or you can choose the subtitles and work on your Spanish or French or Arabic. Watching content in a language you're learning can actually really benefit you in learning that language. Benefit number three. Different cultures. Diversity of people from around the world. Bring exciting new ideas for content and have a different style of creating that content, which can be very refreshing, especially if you're burnt out on all that usual content, recycling and rebooting series and all that. You can learn about different countries and cultures from the comfort of your home. And last but not least, benefit number four. It's as good as Hollywood series, if not even better at times. You're really missing out if you don't try. Did you know that shows like Homeland, Big Brother, The Good Doctor, and even The Voice are all foreign formats? In fact, some of the biggest TV format exporters are countries like the Netherlands, Japan, South Korea, Turkey, Israel, and many, many more. Okay, now that I got you convinced to give it a try, here are some of my favorites. Money Heist, or in its original name, Casa de Papel, would be a great one to start with. If you haven't heard of it yet, it is a Spanish production and a Netflix original that took the world by storm. It's about a mysterious man known as El Profesor, who recruits a group of 8 people, who choose cities for code names, to carry out an ambitious plan that involves entering the Royal Mint of Spain and escaping with 2.4 billion euros. After taking 67 people hostage inside the mint, the team plans to remain inside for 11 days, to print the money as they deal with elite police forces. Money Heist received several awards, including Best Drama Series at the 46th International Emmy Awards, as well as a critical acclaim for its sophisticated plot, interpersonal dramas, direction, and for trying to innovate Spanish television. The Italian anti-fascist song, Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, 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 which plays multiple times throughout the series, became a summer hit across Europe in 2018. By 2018, the series was the most watched non-English language series and one of the most watched series overall on Netflix. It had such a great success that even though it was initially intended as a limited series to be told in 2 parts, Netflix renewed the series with a significantly increased budget for 2 more seasons, plus a documentary explaining Money Heist, the phenomenon. I personally didn't like the last 2 seasons because I thought they were forcing the narrative places and shouldn't have gone, but I would absolutely recommend the first 2, as this series brought a breath of fresh air, in my opinion. And since we're talking about Money Heist, its creator Alex Pina just created a new series for Netflix called White Lines. It's a Spanish-British production that tells the story of English girl Zoe Walker, who leaves her quiet life behind and investigates her brother's disappearance in Ibiza, where she quickly heads down a dangerous path, if you expect it to remind you of Money Heist in any way, shape, or form. It'll disappoint you, because it's completely different. Not bad, but different. And speaking of Spanish shows, if you like their style, you should also check out Toy Boy on Netflix. I would recommend that one, especially for anyone wanting to see handsome Spanish men naked on their TV screen, because there's a lot of that. And of course, the show Elite. If you've watched Money Heist, you'll recognize some of the characters. Elite has 3 seasons on Netflix, and it's really captivating. Now, let's move on over to Spain's neighbor, France. La Monte is a French thriller miniseries. Decades after she was captured, imprisoned serial killer is asked by Paris's police commissioner to help solve a series of unsolved murders being committed by someone who is copying her crimes from years earlier. Ooh. I personally love this. I love French films as well, and I think they bring a different way of telling a story. The acting and writing is just excellent. And for all you Agatha Christie fans, I got your back. This next one really reminds me of And Then There Were None. I really recommend The Chalet. It's really creepy, especially its opening song. It's another French thriller miniseries on Netflix. When friends gather at a remote chalet in the French Alps for a summer getaway, they become caught in a deadly trap when a dark secret from the past comes to light. Following a series of accidents, the group becomes paranoid upon realizing that people from their hometown get murdered one by one. And from France, we move over to Germany. Dark is a German science fiction thriller web television series on Netflix. It is really well done and currently has 2 seasons. It is set in the fictitious town of Winden, Germany. Dark concerns the aftermath of a child's disappearance, which exposes the secrets of and hidden connections among 4 estranged families as they slowly unravel a sinister time travel conspiracy which spans 3 generations. And talking science fiction actually brings me to The Rain. It is a Danish post-apocalyptic web television series on Netflix. It currently has 2 seasons. After a brutal virus wipes out most of the population in Scandinavia, 2 young siblings embark on a dangerous search for safety, discovering things about even their own family. Then, from my home country comes Fauda, an Israeli production on Netflix. And actually, my scriptwriting teacher in university was the scriptwriter for the first season. It has 3 seasons currently, and it is an excellent action series which brings the human stories on both sides of the Israel-Palestine conflict. By the way, neither Israelis or Palestinians think it tells their full side of the story, and that's how you know it is actually good. Because there's disagreements in both sides about Fauda. And another Israeli production I would recommend on Netflix is When Heroes Fly. And it has nothing to do with the conflict in the Middle East. So yeah. It actually mostly takes place in Colombia, and I really recommend it. Lastly for today, I want to talk about the series 3%. Set in the distant future, this Brazilian dystopian series revolves around 2 communities, the impoverished inland and the 3% of the population who are lucky enough to live in a virtual paradise known as the offshore. It's interesting, but not for everyone. So these are really just a couple of examples to begin with, but there are so many others. So do yourself a favor, and next time you're looking for something new to watch, give a foreign series a chance. All the series I talked about today will be mentioned in the description to this episode. Thank you for listening, and see you next week!